Now God is about to restore some things to you. He just told me he's about to restore some things. So I'm going to give you scriptures so you can pray about it. You can look for a restoration of a lot of things you have missed because you've decided to pray. You got 500-something people praying at the same time. That's a lot of people. And they're going to grow more and more. They're going to get into the thousand. You all have caught on. I see you all are here. You've caught on. I'm going to give you the scripture. This is what he said to me. Restore more and more. That's what he said at first. Restore more and more. You might want to write that down. And you want to read, George, you could read it with him, 2 Chronicles 7, 12 through 15, and Psalm 23, 3. And as you're praying, there may be some things you have lost, or some things that you knew was belonged to you, and you never receive them. This is the way to do it, through prayer. So he's about to restore some things. He says, restore more and more. And God, he talked like that. You just got to catch a hold of what he's saying. But I know what he's saying. So you gonna read the scripture with him? You read those scriptures and you pray along that line, and the restoration will start. I wouldn't interrupt you, but he gave me permission to do it. And so you want to write this down. These are things that are coming into existence right now because you're praying. Three words: manifest, manifest, manifest. So you can look for a lot of manifestations to begin to manifest. And then the second part of it is, the robbery is over. The robbery. So anything you've been being robbed of, see, God called his church to prayer. If my people will humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. And I see that you all at this time is bringing in strong prayer. It'll go into the thousand of people. We'll be praying now. Like I said, you got almost 600 people praying now. And this is very important to God, because prayer is so important in the kingdom and in the spirit world. So get it again. Manifest, manifest, manifest. Now, I'm going to ask you all to start bringing in testimonies based on these things that we talk about in prayer. In other words, some extra things are going to start manifesting in your life. And you could bring it to Jerry Dean. She's the head of the intercessory prayer. I'll get it. And the robbery is over. So when he talked about it, restore more and more, he reminded me to tell you he's talking about help too. So there were some places that you wasn't getting healed. Prayer is stronger than anything else. It can bring the manifestation. Okay, so just go along that line, George. You wanna read John 10:10, and then finish praying. I hope you wrote it down. Online, can you hear me? There you go. Okay, I wanna make sure y'all get it. All right. Go ahead. Believe you, fear not seeing this. I want you to see something in the scriptures before you leave here. Go back to 2 Chronicles, that 7th chapter, and take a close look at that 15th verse. It's two major things are happening in that 15th verse. He's not only hearing us, but he's seeing us. Not only is his ear open, but he's up in here right now. His eyes are open. You see what it said? Yes. Now my eyes shall be open, so I see you. Yes. And my ears attend to your prayers, so I hear you. Yes. That is made in this place. So from now on, when you're praying, know two things going on. God is looking at you, and he is hearing you. See it? Yes. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. I want to make sure you see that. And you can meditate that some in your prayer time. that God is looking at me and God is listening to me.